Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Rob Arkley of Security National appeared on Talk Shop yesterday and provided some good news on the local job front.
I'm quite encouraged that Security National, over the next 18 months, we should be adding at least 100 jobs locally. We've landed some very significant servicing contracts. We've gotten some financing to buy servicing. So we should be adding a lot of servicing, and I'm very encouraged.
Arkley went on to discuss the balloon track project and said work was progressing slowly but steadily, and then added,
"Well, there is actually pretty good news. The pump system work, we're going to be before the Coastal Commission, I believe, this fall. I mean, we're now, in fact, we had a call today where I gave everyone the, okay, let's go now. And I'm comfortable with where we are on this whole thing. We're going to get this entitled now. It feels pretty good."
And Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough voted today to advance legislation that would fast-track the restoration of school transportation funding. The Assembly Budget Committee approved the measure today and has asked that it be brought before the full Assembly for a vote. If passed, the measure would restore nearly $250 million in transportation funds that were cut when triggers in Governor Brown's budget bill were enacted. Chesbrough said in a press release, "It will make the difference between kids missing school and people getting laid off if we don't move it to the floor as quickly as possible." The bill will face a full Assembly vote and then head to the State Senate for a concurrence vote before it can reach the governor's desk. State Senator Noreen Evans has also thrown her support behind the effort to restore the transportation funding. State Controller John Chung sent a letter to state lawmakers today warning that they must act quickly or the state will be out of cash on March 1st. Chung said that he warned lawmakers in December that cash flow would present a problem and that if nothing is done, the state will fall below its $2.5 billion safety net on February 29th and be out of cash the following day. Chung also said that at least $3.3 billion in cash need be on hand to meet the state's obligations and that solutions must be found or else the state will lose liquidity. Chung also pointed out that when faced with a similar situation in 2009, he was forced to issue IOUs, deferred payments, and other tactics to avoid a state default. The Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods voted unanimously on Monday to give the school's administration authority to notify the faculty staff organization that the school may be forced to lay off full-time faculty next semester. If any layoffs are ordered, the notices will go out before March 15th, and it signals no end to the budget crunch that has affected schools across the state. Interim President Upal Goswami said that administrators will consider every conceivable option to cut costs before eliminating any full-time employees or cutting back even further on programs and classes. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for local beaches. A westerly swell is building in the ocean that will result in breakers of 16 to 18 feet by tomorrow, and there's also the danger of sneaker waves on local beaches. A reminder, never turn your back on the ocean and be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Eureka Police Department is investigating a pair of armed robberies that they believe were committed by the same person and are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. Both robberies occurred at the Stop and Shop in Eureka, the first occurring in August, where the suspect brandished a handgun at the clerk. The second robbery occurred on the 19th of this month. The suspect at that incident brandished a bolt-action rifle at the clerk. The suspect is described as a white or mixed-race adult male, 5'9", with a slender to medium build. In the photos released by police, the suspect is seen wearing a black hoodie and a bandana across his face. Police describe the handgun as a 1911 model large caliber weapon, and the rifle is described as one of the many models of a Russian military knockoff Mosin Nagant. Anyone with information about the robberies or the suspect is asked to contact Eureka Police. Firefighters from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a house fire on Little Fairfield Avenue early this morning, and when they arrived on scene, they found flames and smoke coming from a corner of the residence as well as a downed power line that was arcing in the street. PG&E workers took care of the power pole while additional fire units were dispatched. Crews had the fire under control in 40 minutes and remained on scene for 3 more hours for overhaul and complete extinguishment. The occupant of the residence was outside when firefighters arrived and found to be suffering from second-degree burns and smoke inhalation after he went back inside to search for his pets. He was treated at the scene, but 2 dogs died in the fire. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.